brothers and sisters.
请我们再读一段圣经, 在旧约歌中的歌,
Now let's turn to Song of Songs.
请我们读第十节到第十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 11 to 13.
先读中文，请弟兄读中文的跟我一起，然后我们再读一遍英文，然后跟我们亲爱弟兄五雷一起读。好，我们先读中文第十节，一直读到第十三节。我，对不起。
10 to 13.
Yeah, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 10. Yeah, 第二章。求主掌权。对不起。 雅各书第二章第十节，请我良人对我说：“我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去，因为冬天已往，雨水止住了。地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到，斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了，无花果树的果子渐渐成熟。” 葡萄树开花放香，我的佳偶，我的美人起来与我同去。这个百鸟鸣叫的时候，地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫，或作修理葡萄园的时候已经来到。Okay,
we'll read verse 10 to 13 together. My lover spoke and said to me, Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come with me. See, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth, and the season of singing has come. The cooling of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. Here on verse 13, it also says, it can be also interpreted as, it's time to repair the vine.
这里同时说到起来与我同去，是指着像复活一样，你要再起来。Arise，你起来跟我一起去。Here,
arise, come up refers to the resurrection.
我们再连祷告。Let
us pray again.
主，我们在这里要敬拜你。Lord,
we worship you here.
你在这里。 你从死里复活，也要将你死里复活的大能显在一切信你的人身上。You
resurrected from the dead, and will reveal your great power upon all those who believe you.
主啊，我们手上是一无所有，有也不过是五饼二鱼。Lord,
we have nothing but 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
但是经过你的祝福，你的拨开，就能让千万人吃饱。But
through your blessing and through your broken bread, that Many will be fed.
还有鱼,
and there will be left.
主啊，向我们说话,
Lord, speak to us.
赐下生命的粮,
give us the life of bread.
因为你巴不得我们得生命并且得得更丰盛,
You're so willing that we have this life and more abundant.
这一点点时间交在你的手里,
we can this a little time to your hands.
愿你圣灵充满我们说的听的,
May your Holy Spirit fill everyone who speaks and who listens.
叫我们起来，快跑的跟随你。Let
us rise and follow you quickly.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。In
the name of Jesus Christ.
感谢主。刚刚弟兄带我们念的经文，在哥林多后书第十四节，第二章第十四节这里说到一句话。We
just read that on 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
And thank the Lord, and also often led us into this triumph procession in Christ.
也并借我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And through us spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
15节的最后说到，都有基督馨香之气。
And verse 15 says that the aroma of Christ among those who have been saved.
今天早上我们就借着这节经文跟雅各书里面所交通的，我们来交通显扬因认识基督而有的香气。
And this morning our fellowship through this verse and what we just read on the Songs of Songs spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
我们先来思想基督馨香之气。
Let us ponder upon the fragrance of Christ first.
我相信弟兄姊妹多半都是读圣经也都知道的人，在圣经利未记里面所记载的那一个从第一章到第六章第七节说到有五个献祭的启示。
I know most of us who read scriptures, we know that was recorded in the book of Levi, that there are five offerings to God.
按照顺序就是燔祭、素祭、平安祭、赎罪祭跟属千祭。
And we remember that from burnt offering, sin offering, and altogether five, and the grain offerings, fellowship offerings, and sin offerings.
前面的burden offering 就是燔祭跟就是素祭跟平安祭，它分类成为他们叫做馨香之祭。
And the first three offerings, the burning offerings, the grain offerings, and the fellowship offerings, is the offerings of fragrance.
赎罪祭跟赎愆祭叫做罪的祭。
And then comes the sin offering and the sin offering and is the second category.
在希伯来书里面，新约里面就解释了这一提醒我们，告诉我们旧约神所启示的律法规条、祭司的规条是将来美事的影儿。
And in the book of Hebrews, it reminds us that what's recorded in the law are actually the shadow of what's to come.
那实际上它指的本体就是基督。
And the truth is Christ.
所以这里叫我们着重在那个祭物那个祭牲的 所表明的就是神的儿子就是基督。
And what these offerings, what it, the true essence, it refers to that the Son of God who is Christ.
但是旧约的祭牲不能满足神的，所以每一年大祭司每一年祭司都要献祭。
But,The offerings in the Old Testament cannot truly satisfy God, so the high priest needs to offer the sacrifice every year.
当神的儿子耶稣基督显明他就是那位大祭司的时候，他一次而又完全的满足了神的要求，满足了神自己。
But it has been manifested that the Son of God, He Himself is the high priest, and He fulfilled God's requirements once and for all.
我们都知道他是存心顺服以至于死，将自己是无瑕无疵的、无玷污的、是完全无罪的、口里也没有诡诈的，他在十字架上成就了神跟人之间的和平。
We know that he is determined to obey and obey to the point of death, and he fulfilled the salvation on cross, and so that we can all go through, get salvation through him.
就借着那一个燔祭、素祭、平安祭所显明的基督献上了这样子叫满足神公义的要求跟蒙神的悦纳。
Through the three offerings that we can see that these offerings with fragrance satisfies God's righteous need.
这一个祭是带着香气的。
All these offerings has its fragrance.
这个香气到达了神的面前，叫神心满意足。
And these fragrances reach the throne of God and satisfy God's heart.
在挪亚当他们出了方舟以后，洪水退去的时候，挪亚就在地上在坛在筑了一个坛，在坛上献燔祭。
And when Noah went out of the ark after the flood, he built an altar and offered.
圣经告诉我们，耶和华闻了那个馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅这个地。”
And the Bible tells us that when God smelled this fragrance, He said, "I will not condemn man again because of sin."
神的心意满足，赦免了人的过错。
And it's God's will to forgive man's sin.
赦免了。 地的咒诅。
And spare us from the condemn of this land.
所以当我们的主献香，有把这样子馨香之祭达到神的面前，他后面有一个赎罪祭跟赎愆祭，买赎我们，叫我们归向神，他的宝血为我们流出，叫我们的罪过在神的面前得以被饶恕，能够被遮去。
And behind all these fragrant offerings is the sin offering and other offerings that can reach before God, so that our sin can be forgiven.
所以基督馨香之气，
so the fragrance of Christ
是指着我们的主所完成的那一件事而所发出的那个香气。
refers to what our Lord has accomplished. That's the fragrance of it.
可是以弗所书，保罗写到以弗所书第五章的时候，他告诉我们彼此相爱的时候，讲到那个最高神的爱的时候，他说那个爱呀，正像基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物跟祭物献给神。
But as for Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2, Paul said, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
所以一面他讲到神为我们舍了命，基督舍命，流出馨香之祭，满足了神的，让神悦纳。
And on one hand, Christ sacrificed himself and had this fragrance offering to satisfy God's need.
另外一面也是勉励所有的基督徒，就是在基督里的人，应当把自己像馨香的祭物一样献给神。
On the other hand, encourage all those who believe, those who are in Christ, to offer themselves as a fragrant offering to God.
有那一个基督馨香之气，是认识基督而有的气味，能够满足神的心意。
There's a fragrance that's from the knowledge of Christ, and that will satisfy the heart of God.
因认识基督而有的香气。
The sweet aroma of the knowledge of Christ.
在雅各书里面第四章里面，他说到几句话，我们可以翻到雅各书，请我们一起读。
And let's read some more verses from the Song of Songs.
我们借着这个雅各书的启示来看一看主在这一位良人，这一位像主一样主的位置，来看看他对他的心腹有什是的感受那个香气是在什么，是怎么来解释。
And through the revelation in the Song of Songs, let's see how to interpret this fragrance.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4 verse 10.
我妹子，我心腹，你的爱情何其美，你的爱情比酒更美，你膏油的香气胜过一切的香瓶。
How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice.
他用膏油的香气来形容。
Here the fragrance compares to the fragrance, perfume, and the spice.
但是在这里告诉我们，这个膏油的香气，在从第一章第一节里面到第三节里面，他告诉我们，这个香气是表示他是王，是这一位王，这一位良人他自己的香气。
And through chapter 1 to 3, we know that this fragrance of the ointment is from the king, the lover.
是表示王的爱情。
It refers to the love of the king.
所以他就说，你的名膏，你的膏油香馨香，你的名如倒出来的香气香膏，所以众童女都爱你。
And so it refers to the fragrance of the ointment is like the wine poured out, and so all the beautiful ones loved him.
所以愿你来吸引我，我们就快跑的跟随你。
You attract us, that will follow you.
这一个女子一直跟随的主，一直到她自己也充满了香气，因为她在跟主各位王是同在的。
And she followed the king so that she's full of the fragrance also.
所以这里是我们里这一句可以看得到，它在里面是膏油，是它自然发出这个香气。
And we can see that the fragrance from the ointment is so natural.
所以说到，他就说到这一个基督讲到说有一个膏油，当然膏油在圣经里我们都知道它是讲到圣灵。
And we all know that the ointment in the Bible refers to the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵涂抹所发出的一种香气的时候，叫人一切的美德都不能够胜过的。
And when there's the ointment of the Holy Spirit, the smell, the fragrance is better than any virtue of this world.
没有一个人是因为我们行得好，做出有好的味道。 叫神满足的，只有在这一位主自己身上，基督身上所流出的香气，到我们在日常认识上能够出来的时候，才能够叫做是基督的馨香之气。And
no fragrance out of our own deed, our own effort can satisfy God's heart. Only the fragrance from Christ Himself can satisfy God's heart.
我们昨天下午开同工，开有一点交通。
And we had some fellowship yesterday afternoon.
有几位弟兄回顾的时候说，这个聚会里面实在带着神的爱。
And some brothers and sisters, when they share, they say, they remember that this fellowship, this assembly is full of the love of God.
这个爱会吸引人到神的面前。
And this love attracts people to God.
这个爱 不是任何一个人有好的行为或事情，而是因为神在他们在我们身上有工作，叫这里能够散出一个香气，一个味道，是叫人能够叫神心满意足，也叫人能够蒙福知道神在这里。And
this fragrance is not just some good deeds or some good things out of us. It is from God, the God's love that attracts people. That people will know God.
基督的香，因认识基督有了香气，在这里告诉我们是香膏，是膏油的香气。And
even though we're talking about the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ, the origin is from the fragrance of Christ.
第4章11节又继续的告诉我们，他说。 我的心腹，你的嘴唇甜蜜，好像蜂房滴蜜；你的舌下有蜜有奶，你的衣服的香气如黎巴嫩的香气，衣服的香气。And
chapter 4, verse 11. Your lips drop sweetness as a honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garment is like that of Lebanon. It refers to the fragrance of the garment.
我们如果再记得那个雅各，利百加他的母亲给他，当他父亲以撒要去祝福他的时候，他把他的身上这个把以扫上好的衣服就给他小儿子雅各穿上，他把他带到父亲的面前。We
remember that in the Old Testament when Isaac is about to give the blessing to his son, Rachel had the Jacob to he put on the best garment of Esau and to Jacob and to see Isaac.
他一闻到这个香气的时候，他父亲闻到他衣服的香气，就给他祝福说：“我儿的香气是如同耶和华所赐福的田地的香气是一样的。”And
when Isaac smelled the fragrance of the clothes, he blessed his son Jacob. He said that the fragrance of My son is like the fragrance of the land blessed by the Lord.
一个人得救，我们得救以后，里面有基督的生命，我们有里面有圣灵的内住，有高有的香，应该有高有的香气。After
we're saved, we have the God's life in us, and we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We should have this fragrance from God.
但是我们外面却是。 受洗归入基督，圣经告诉我们，是我们是穿上基督，披戴基督。
Outwardly, that we're baptized into the Christ, and the Bible says we put on Christ.
这个衣服是我们的行为。And
this garment is our deed.
罗马书告诉我们，这叫我们一举一动都能够有新的样式，像基督借着。 父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Like Romans told us that we need to walk in a new way, in the likeness of our Father.
我们里面有，外面也有。
We have it inwardly and outwardly.
每一次保罗书信里面讲完了真理的部分，我们带到实际的生活里去。
Every time when God finishes the teaching of the truth, He always puts into the reality of life.
他说，你们做妻子的，你要顺服自己的丈夫。
Those who are wives, obey your husband.
你们做丈夫的，要爱你的妻子，不可以苦待她。
Those who are husbands, love your wife.
你们做儿女的，要听从父母。
And children, listen to your parents.
你们做父亲的，不可以惹儿女的气，恐怕他失了是志气。
And the fathers treat their children well.
你做工，你是做仆人的，你要凡事听从你肉身的主人。
And servants obey and listen to your master.
你不要好像在眼前的服侍，好像讨人喜欢，总要心里诚实，敬畏主。
And don't just serve before man's eyes.
无论做什么，要从心里去做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
No matter what you do, do for sake of God, not for sake of man.
你做得来吗？
Can you really do that?
话我们都听过。
We've all listened that.
昨天我们在交通的时候，道我们都听过了，但是听到要行道，我们行得出来吗？
And like yesterday's fellowship, we've all listened to the word, but can you live out the word?
我不是说我们行不出来，不是 challenge 啊，我的意思是说，在圣经的启示里面，我们要知道，我们这个一定要里面的源头对，我们外面所披戴的基督也要对，因为只有在基督里面就是侍奉，因为我们在所有的事上都是侍奉。
And this is not a challenge, but through the revelation in the scripture that we need to be right both inwardly and outwardly. We need to have the right source, which is Christ. And outwardly, we need to have the behavior that's pleasing God.
我们在家里做夫妻的，做妻子的，做丈夫的。
In our families, husbands and wives.
如果我们在教会里服侍神。
And or we serve the Lord in the church.
而那请问，如果只有在这个地方是服侍神，那请问你们在家里是服侍什么？
And if you only serve the Lord in the church, then really, who you serve?At home.
我们在家里做父母，还有做儿女的。
And we are fathers and we are children.
我们在神的家中学习服侍。
And we learn the service in the house of God.
那我们在家中父跟儿女的关系，儿女跟父亲的关系，是不是侍奉呢？不然你在侍奉什么呢？
And are we really learning serving the Lord when you?Dealing with parents or children.
我们在工作上，仆人跟主人的关系，主人跟仆人的关系，老板跟伙计的关系。如果我们不是在那里服侍神，那我们在服侍神，我们什么呢？
In our working place, the relationship between the servants and masters, between the boss and the employee, if you are not really serving God, who are you serving?
保罗在哥罗西书告诉我们。
In the Corinthians, Question, Paul said,
我们生活上的点点滴滴都是在侍奉神。
Every little piece of our life is to serve the Lord.
并且我们要知道，要从主那里得着基业为赏赐。
And we know that we'll have inheritance from God as our reward.
他做了一个总结，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
And Paul summarized like that.Who you serve is the Lord Christ.
所以在刚刚歌中的歌这一节圣经我们讲到，他说嘴唇低密，好像蜂房低密。
And back to the Song of Songs, chapter 4, it really says that the honey and milk are from your lips.
我们可以常常看到，在我自己家里。是唇枪舌战呢。
Actually, in reality, at my home, there's many times there's many fights.
有的时候啊，哎呀，不说话还好。
Sometimes it is better not to speak.
结果发现不说话更糟。
But sometimes If I'm silent, it's even worse.
因为我气色不好。
Because my face, I have just a bad face.
不是基督的香气。
It's not the outwardly, it's not the fragrance.
是叫人死的气。
It's a fragrance that leads to death.
雅各书告诉我们。 新约雅各，James，他说过，一个人呢，不能有两个泉源。
And James said that you cannot have two sources.
你又吐苦又吐甜。
And from one source, both have the sweet and bitter water.
只有在神，他说还有一个智慧是上头的智慧跟地下的智慧。
There's a wisdom from above, and there's a wisdom from below.
我们只有靠神的智慧，在基督里面叫我们能够改变，叫基督那个馨香之气能够在我们的身上能够流露出来，叫我们口吐叫什么叫做嘴唇低腻。And
only through the wisdom of God that in Christ we can renew ourselves, that the Lord can be manifested through us, just like the Son of Son says that the honey and milk will flow through our lips.
这个话的意思，你再说甜言蜜语，不见得打动他的心。
It's not just that you need to say some sweet words.
而是讲到说，这个话语的发表像蜂房是慢慢形成的。
And it refers to that these words, just like the honey from the honeycomb. You know, it takes a lot of time to build this honeycomb.
我们需要把 这一个神的话，平时殷勤的把神的话丰丰富富的存在里面。And
we have to be diligent in our daily lives to collect the words of God.
让我们的口能够说出造就人的话。So
that our mouths can spread out the words to build up people.
不是只有教会的侍奉。
Not just the service at church.
当然要在教会的侍奉。
Of course, include the service at church.
我们彼此勉励，让我们在所有生活的点点滴滴上能够流出基督，认识基督而有的香气。
Yeah, we encourage each other that we can spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
我们天天需要除旧布新。
And every day we need to take away the old and build up the new.
这个老旧人所带来的死气。
And our old man only brings the smell of death.
叫那个新人像基督从死里复活一样的，一举一动就有新的样式。
But the new man, just like Christ resurrected from the death, every move had the fragrance of life.
我们实在要注意我们的行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
We need to watch ourselves. We need to walk according to our grace.
叫我们因着耶稣成圣，也过有能够有成圣的生活。
Because our Lord is holy, let us live a holy life.
我们继续看下去，雅各这新约的里面，旧约的里面第四章第十，刚刚我们读的十二到十六节以后，他就讲到说这里有一个园内的香气。
And back to Song of Songs, chapter 4, after verse 16, it says about a fragrance of the garden.
这个园里面结满了各样的果子。
There are all kinds of fruits in this garden.
发出各种不同的香气。
And they all have their own fragrance.
就圣灵所结的果子。
And we know the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，一个果子。
And love, joy, peace, forbearance, and they're all one fruit.
好多的香气。
So many fragrances.
这个园子是经过园主特意栽培、栽植培养。
And this garden was specially planted and nourished by the owner.
我想我们的在各个的事情上的侍奉, 如果能够像好树, 能够结出好果子,
and for our services, it's like the good trees that root fruits.
有一个年长弟兄告诉我们说, 你不是圣诞树，所有的东西都是挂上去，季节过了你就拿下来了。
And when other brother said to me that you are not like a Christmas tree, you hang everything on the tree, and after the season, and you take everything away.
而是从里面结出好果子。
But from the good tree bears the good fruits.
在这一节刚刚我们读的圣经里面，他的一切像就是我们在第四章第十节到十二节到十六节，他告诉我们。
And from chapter 4 verse 10 to 16.
他说这一个心腹啊，是一个关锁的园子，是一个禁闭的井，是一个封闭的泉源。
And this bride is a closed garden.
这一个园子只向主是开的，向世界是关闭的。
It only opens to the Lord, but closed to the world.
他说园内有许多像芽呀，发的那个芽一样的一所石榴的果园，石榴。
And this garden has a pomegranate.
我们去这次去上一次去年去以色列，我去找到石榴。
And last year we went to Israel, and we found a pomegranate tree.
不是瓜娃啊。
Not 瓜娃。
它上面那个向导是犹太人。
Our guide is a Jew.
他给我们看为什么？因为这个石榴的果子上面有一个像皇冠一样的那一个头。
And he showed to us the fruit of this pomegranate, and there's a head like a crown.
这是得胜的。
It symbolizes the victory.
这是一个得胜的果，表示的果子。
This is a fruit symbolizes the victory.
所以我们结出来的是一个得胜、有生命属灵的果子。
So what we bear is a victorious and a spiritual. And fruit of life.
奉献花，那是指着基督的美丽讲的。
And flowers that refers to God's beauty.
拿达树。
And the henna and nard.
还有所有许许多多代表基督的样式的果子。
And many other kinds of fruits.
都是那个做膏油跟油的香的香料。
They are all the raw materials to make the holy ointment.
我们才明白，在主的心意里面，这个园中的果子香气就是基督的香气。但是叫我们人应该认识基督，能够流出在这个园子里面，对世界封闭，叫我们过得胜的生活，流出那一个香气。
And we know from God's heart that the fragrance is really from the Christ, but through the knowledge of Him that this fragrance can flow out. It opens to God, but closed to the world.
这一个衣服的香气像黎巴嫩的香气。
And the fragrance of this garment is like the fragrance of Lebanon.
黎巴嫩的香柏树。
And like the trees on the Lebanon.
那个是一个根又深又高大千年的老树，好多在一个指定地点，因为慢慢的减少了。
Special kind of tree that will even grow thousands of years.
这一个园内的香气就像黎巴嫩的香气。
And the fragrance of this garden is like the fragrance of Lebanon.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
它是膏油的香气，是衣服的香气，也是园内的香气。
He is the fragrance of the ointment. He is the fragrance of the garment and also the fragrance in the garden.
保罗在这里讲了一句话，在他哥林多后书第二章这里。
In Second Corinthians, Paul said,
谁能够担当得起这样流露出如此基督的香气，因认识基督而流出的香气。
Who is equal to such a task to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Christ?
中文翻成是谁？
Chinese, The translation is, who is equal?
谁能担当得起?
Who is equal?
或者我们可以说, 也可以说, 如何能够显扬这一个因认识基督而有的香气呢?
Or we may ask another way, how?
雅各, 这个歌中的歌在这里告诉我们有一个秘诀。
And the Song of Songs showed us a secret.
保罗在哥林多后书这里也告诉我们了一个秘诀。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul also told us a secret.
就是让神在基督里面率领我们。
And let God led us through Christ.
如果从雅歌中的歌里的亮光里来看的话,
through the lights from the songs of songs,
原来这里有一件事情主在改变这一个苏拉密语。
And there's one thing, the Lord is changing Suramai.
就好像我们刚刚我们人在主里面前因着主的恩典主的爱 而吸引我们愿意归给他, 也得了救, 那么也认识了一点恩典, 那么这样子的情况也受了一点点十字架的功课的学习, 就像他在歌中歌里面所教导, 他也遭受了一点他同母亲的发怒, 那么他也在一切上他都有点学习, 那么当他软弱的时候呢, 他也得到医治, 当他有需要的时候呢, 神也供应他的满足。
And just like us who just have tasted the love and grace of God, and we have believed, and just like Suramai, that enjoy the grace of the Lord, and we had some lessons of the cross. She really enjoyed all that the lover has provided for her. And she even said, my lover belongs to me, I belong to my lover.
可是在这个时候,
but now,
你可以看到他也发出一点香气,
and you can see that there's some fragrance from her.
但是他能够享受他的良人, 但是他的良人不能够享受他。
She can enjoy her lover, but her lover cannot enjoy her.
所以这里有一个启示, 是主呼召我们, 叫我们吸引, 吸引我们, 来打动我们的心, 叫我们从我们自己的里面, 享受的里面出来, 而进入到一个复活的境地里面, 能够与主一起, 好叫主也心满意足。
And here, that, the revelation here is, the Lord attracts us to all of our self-enjoyment into a realm of resurrection, so that our God's heart can be satisfied.
这就是刚刚我们念的那段圣经, 他说, 我的良人对我说, 我的家, 我的伟人, 你起来跟我同去。
And just like the Song of Songs, the lover said to the beloved, my love, my beautiful, rise, come with me.
就好像现在天气, 冬天已经止住了, 冬天已经以往, 雨水止住了。
Just like the weather outside, the winter's over, and the rain has stopped.
百花齐放, 百鸟, 不, 我念错了, 那是政治。 我现在简单的圣经讲的是, 地上百花开放, 百鸟鸣叫的时候, 就是修理葡萄园的时候到了。
We see all the flowers and the cooling of the dove, and it's time to repel the vine.
昨天早上真的那个鸟在我们家门前在那里叫。
Truly, we heard the cooing of the birds out of our house yesterday.
为什么?
Why?
无花果树的果子渐渐成熟。
And the fruits of the fig trees are maturing.
葡萄树开花要放香的时候,
and the vine will have flowers and the fragrance of the vine.
我们的主在这里呼召我们。
Our Lord is calling us.
他说, 我的佳偶, 我的美人。
He said, my beloved, my beautiful.
不要死在那里, 起来吧, 跟我去。
Don't stay there in death. Arise, come with me.
你记得主那, 在他复活那一天, 那一天, 有两个门徒很灰心, 在以马忤斯路上。
Remember when our Lord, after our Lord resurrected, there are two disciples, they are so discouraged on their way to Emmaus.
对他们来讲, 灰心啊, 主都死了, 这是怎么办呢?
They are so disappointed, and because their Lord, that
就好像寒冬的那种就很怎么办呢？ 但是主复活的主向他显现。
But the resurrected Lord revealed Himself to them.
今天在主的家中，在我们各处的事的侍奉上面，你的家中、你的工作上面，复活的主要向你显现，起来，跟我同去。Today,
in our service, in our family, in our working place, the resurrected Lord will reveal Himself to you.
我们会跟主讲，主啊，冬天还没过呀。But
often we say to the Lord, Lord, winter is not over yet.
雨水还没止啊。And
the rain hasn't stopped yet.
我不去，我在我房里享受你不是很好吗？
Let me just stay in my home and let me enjoy you there.
但是主说你起来。But
the Lord said, arise.
进到那一个复活的里面。
Enter the realm of resurrection.
再来尝主的爱。And
taste the love of God again.
叫主的爱在复活的里面，叫我们从我们的身上能够流出去，好叫主能够得到满足。
So that's through resurrection, the love of God can flow out through us.
这时候，有一个现象发生了。At
this moment,
他改变了。One
thing happened, she changed.
他能够跟主能够相配。And
she became worthy of the Lord.
主叫我们因着他复活的生命，叫我们先有变化。Because
of the Lord's resurrected life, He first changed us.
我们在夫妻的事上常常，我不知道你们怎么样，我们常常公说公有理，婆说婆有理的。And
I don't know what's in your family, but in my own family, many times we all feel like we're right.
我们想想，我们最好调和调和。We
many times we just want to find some balance.
但是不流出主的香气。But
there's no fragrance of the Lord.
因为主的方法不是调和。But
because it is not God's way to just have some balance.
主是叫我们要有改变。And
what the Lord needs from us is to change.
主当我们有改变的时候，when
we to transform us, when we do have that transformation,
也不是公说公有理，婆说婆有理。It's
not that we see our own right.
乃是主说了才算数。It
is by what God said.
搞了半天，我们总是在一些事物上那里打转。Many
times we are so focused in the affairs.
可是主的心意是说，是你人的问题。But
in God's heart, He sees it's the problem is the man.
主在这里改变了这一个苏拉密语。
God transformed Shulamah.
主在这里叫她起来，进到她复活的生命里，叫她更新变化。
He called her to arise and to enter her life and change her life.
这样子，一步一步的在这个女子的身上改变，让她像主。
And step by step, she became more and more like the Lord.
叫他们彼此在夫妻的讲例子里。 叫我们慢慢的能够学习同心，同主的心。
And in our families, let us husband and wife learn to be one in their hearts to follow the Lord.
慢慢学习跟随主的话。
And to learn to follow the word of God.
神是又真又活的神。
God is the true and living God.
所以我们弟兄得救以后，他告诉他买了一双新鞋，买了一个新手表。And
one brother, after he believed, he bought a pair of new shoes and a new watch.
这个时候，根据歌中的歌，你看这一位良人就开始称赞这一位女子。And
according to Songs of Songs, this lover started to praise this beloved.
他说你的眼睛好美啊。Your
eyes are so beautiful.
像鸽子。Like
the eye of the dove.
单一。
single.
保罗在哥林多后书第一章十二节。
In Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
他说，我们用良心来见证一件事。
And our conscience testifies.
我做的是凭着神的，中文是用圣洁跟诚实。
And in Chinese, it's they conducted ourselves. In Chinese, it's holiness and truth.
原来的意思就是 simplicity and purity.
And in the original meaning, it's simplicity and purity.
神在他的身上有工作，所以叫他原来答应哥林多教会的行程变了。
And because the plan of God. Let Paul that change his plan.
但是它是非常单纯跟 pure 的一件事。
But it's a very simple and pure thing.
它是为了要宽容他们，给他们多点时间，好让他们能够借着他传出去神的话，他的职分，能够让他们能够改变，能够悔改，彼此的饶恕，像主饶恕他们一样。
And Paul wants to spare them and give them more chance to repent and more chance to forgive each other and spread the gospel.
他说这件事你要凭着信心才能够建立的。
And you can only be built up through faith.
我不是来管你们的信心，而是来帮助你，让你们能够信心以后得着，而能够与主一同的喜乐。
And I'm not come to be the Lord of your faith, but actually to free you up.
他是单纯的。
And Paul is simple.
我们在我们的所有的侍奉的各件事情上，我们单纯吗？还是复杂呢？
And in all our service, are we simple and pure or complicated?
我们是不是像我们去年所交通的这件事情，我们能够看见了主，愿意认识主为至宝吗？
If we just shared last year, are we really see our Lord in our service and treasure Him as the most cherished?
因为我们只看到他，没有看到他，就是他来吸引我们，所以叫我们完完全全定睛在为我们信心创主城中的主的身上。
It is only Him, the Lord, who is the author and perfecter of our faith, who attracts us that we follow Him.
作者告诉我们，你们这样子，免得你们灰心啊。
The author of Hebrews told us that the you need to see that, otherwise you will fall into this disappointment.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你们如果家里有难处的时候，请你们单纯一点。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you have a difficulty at home,
因着主的复活的生命，叫我们能够单纯一点。
And the resurrected life of the Lord can make us pure.
请你珍惜你的配偶。
This treasure.
你能够定睛在他的身上。
And set focus on.
你回家脸色好看一点。
And when you come back home,
你话语柔和一点。
And have a soft word.
彼此的顺服，彼此的相爱。
And be submissive to each other and love each other.
我在学这个功课，我相信许多弟兄姊妹也一样学这个功课。
I'm learning this lesson. I believe many brothers.You are learning the same lesson.
我不是我已经得着，我还是竭力的追求。
Not that I have gained this, but I'm just make effort to.
但是，请看许许多的见证人，像云彩一般的围绕着我们，在这个信心的道上在奔跑。
But we have so many witnesses like the crowd surrounding us that to see that we are running forward in this path of faith.
No.原来的意思说，很多以信心里面的见证人坐在这个跑道的周围，看我们在这里跑信心的道路。
And in the original meaning, so many witnesses there sitting around this path and look all running.
这个时候，我这个良人说：“主啊，我属良人属我，我也属良人。”
And the beloved said, "The lover belongs to me, and I belong to my beloved."
主的香气，主知道我们里面，叫我们也流露，因着认识基督，就流露出基督的香气。
And it is the fragrance of the Lord, and through our knowledge of Him, the fragrance can flow through us.
次序变了。
The order is different.
从前说良人是属我，我也属于他。
And before said, my lover belongs to me, and I belong to him.
属不属他，我也可以决定啊。
And I can decide whether I belong to him or not.
但是因着圣灵在我们身上的工作，他改了。我属良人，良人也属我，良人做中心了。
And because of the work of God, I belong to my lover, and my lover belongs to me. It's centered, it's God-centered.
这个心腹说了最后，在这里说到第十六节的话。
And here the beloved said last in verse 16.
有一个宣告。
There's a proclamation.
他说，寒风刺骨的北风啊，你来吧。
He said, awake, north wind.
北风兴起啊。
Awake, north wind.
南风啊，你也吹起来啊。
And come south wind.
你吹进我的园子，是要使其中的香气发出来。
Blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread abroad.
愿我的良人进入你的院子，吃他佳美的果子。
Let my lover come into his garden and taste its choice fruits.
愿主能够享受他一切属于主的，以主为中心。他原先自己得着，现在主能够享受他，他能够知道一切都在基督里，基督也是一切。
May Lord enjoy everyone who belongs to him. Enjoy everyone who centered around him, and may he be all and in all.
家庭如此，婚姻如此，侍奉各样的侍奉都是如此。
A family is the same, marriage is the same, our service is the same.
所以保罗在这里说。
So Paul said here.
他说我是在基督里的人。
I'm a man in Christ.
是神召我做使徒的职事的。
And God called me to this apostleship.
我这个职份职任能够发出这个香气。
And my service can flow out this fragrance.
是以基督以自己当作供物跟祭物献给神所发的香气。
Just as Christ offered himself as a fragrant offering to God.
他说因这十字架，并且他说我是传福音的执事。
And because my office is to share the gospel.
有道人使人认识基督而有的香气，也能够随着这个福音到处的散发。
And so that the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ can be spread out everywhere.
这是以基督为中心的侍奉。
This is a service centered around Christ.
是个信心的侍奉。
This is a service of faith.
保罗在哥林多第二章第十四节说。
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 said,
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Who always led us into triumphal procession in Christ.
并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
And through us spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
愿神祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his own word.